Zach, late period goals were costly. I mean, digging yourself a 3-0 hole was costly, but as you're coming back and you give up those late ones, how costly were those for you tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it changes everything. In the first, we get one, and then they come and score it back after it at the end of the first period to make it, what, be 4-1. We get to 4-3, then make it 5-3 late in the second, and it's just understanding the time of the game, and there's mistakes like that just can't happen.
Talking a little bit about desperation, Dante said maybe the desperation level could be cranked up a little bit right now, given where you are.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, there's still a lot of hockey to be played this season, and you know, at the end of the day, you still have to be positive and forget about things and move on and get ready for the next game. But we have to win hockey games. I mean, it's as simple as that. We're letting it slip. We're falling behind, and it's on us as players in this room to correct it. And I think playing with desperation or a little bit more desperation is, you know, probably a good start.
I got the sense this morning you guys were talking about needing that desperation. How difficult is this start tonight then to accept when you were kind of geared up? It felt like in that direction tonight. Did it surprise you?
I mean, yeah, I think you're always a little surprised down 3-0 like that, especially at home. It's weird. Like, I didn't hate how we played. But we have key breakdowns, like key moments on things we've talked about, coverages, and next thing you know, you're chasing the game. And, you know, there's X's and O's and all that stuff, but at the end of the day, you just have to, you know, dig deep and find ways to win hockey games. You know, I don't care if we have 5 shots on goal, we'll win 1-0, you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things where it's on the guys in here to have that full buy-in and find a way to just win. Doesn't matter how you play or how you feel. You know, I don't want to keep going back to last year, but I feel like last year we did that. Like, we'd win games we're not supposed to, and the games we were supposed to win, we would. And right now, it just seems like we're finding ways to lose even when we play well, when we play bad. Right now, it's just about finding a way to win.
Such a unique position, goaltending. The guy has a rough night like that. Does anybody else in the room, can anybody else in the room talk to him? Help deal with him, however you look at it.
I mean, it's tough. Like, you know, I know how people probably look at it from the outside, but like some of those chances, if we had guys in those positions, I would expect us to score. You know, like, I think we have the talent in here. If you're shooting from the slot one-on-one with the goalie, like, I would expect we're going to score those. So it's definitely not on Elvis. Like, we're allowing guys to get to these areas to have clean looks. And guys are so talented in this league that they're going to score goals. And they have a lot of talent on that team, right? Like, Batherson's in the slot, untouched, goal. Stutzel on the power play, coming on the far side with speed. Like, Elvis has to go east-west, and he's a good player. I mean, it's definitely not on him. It's on us for allowing these guys to get these clean looks. We don't get looks that easily. And when we do, I feel like we score them. So there's nothing really we can say. I know I just told them, you know, stay positive. Like, it is what it is. But I don't want people, or not that I really care, but I don't want anyone else to think it's, you know, his fault for that. Like, we're allowing guys to get to these areas to get clean looks on them. And like I said, if we had those looks, I feel like we'd score.
Is that important for you guys as a team? You know, he's a player just like the rest of you guys, to support him. You know, the goals are going in until he kind of, you know, turns things around for himself as well.
Yeah, we're not singling him out. I mean, this is a full team thing. Yeah, like, he has our full support. I mean, everyone in this room has everyone's back, and we're a team. And you know, I don't know if I'm crazy or what, but like, I genuinely still feel like we're fine in here. Like, we're gonna be okay, and we're gonna start winning hockey games, and we're gonna pull ourselves out of this. It's frustrating, like, the ways we're losing. Like, we come home, we have a lot of energy. I feel like our start's fine, and then like, it's 3-0, and then it's 3-1. We kind of have some momentum, and it's 4-1, and I don't know. We claw back into it, and they score into the second period. Like, it's just frustrating on moments like that, where it's like, we're not playing a bad game, but we're allowing guys to get to the blue and get chances and have open looks. And like I said, like, we don't get those that often. It's hard for us to get them, and it's got to be hard for other teams to get those on us.
Thanks, Zach.
Thanks, Zach.